Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Halepi Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great country. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Lid Is, and just for nostalgia's sake, it is Evil Weasel Wednesday. Every day is an evil fucking day and getting evilier the next day, and we know that, and it ain't going to fucking change unless we stand up and fucking change it. Will we find our courage? I don't know. I'm not fucking seeing, I'm sorry. I mean, I'd like to say, yeah, I feel real positive about this, but fuck, I cannot believe what people will fucking stand for in this country anymore. let's see, where were we? I'm your host, Henry Scheib. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 32 degrees. So it's just at that transition stage when it just almost, you know, it'll be warm for a couple of days. And you got an Arctic front pushing against the Pineapple Express, and we're right in the fucking middle. So you don't know what the weather's going to be here. I mean, in the long term, it just depends on which one pushes the other one back further. That being said, let's see, we will run through these we'll run through this break, and we'll be right back, and we'll go into the, oh, the Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled propaganda. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled opposition propaganda. Da-da-da. Well, that's you. You gotta go away. There you are. The DOG releases breathtaking report detailing rampant COVID fraud during pandemic. That took my breath away. I never realized that they were fucking stealing with both hands and fucking stealing from each other even. During the rampant COVID fraud during the pandemic. Well, the COVID was a fucking fraud and the pandemic was a fucking fraud. So why shouldn't all the revenues being connected to it, all the theft be a fraud? No surprise there, is there? This is by Kyle Becker, Trending Politics. On Tuesday, the Department of Justice on Tuesday released a stunning report on the breathtaking scale of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, fraud does exist, perpetrated during the nearly three-year-long plandemic false flag event. The Council of the Inspectors General, while making a renewed bid for more congressional funding for the DOJ, highlighted numerous jaw-dropping examples of the rampant fraud that took place. And they're just naming the little guys, man. They don't, you know, it's just like, you know, the attorney general's the kingpin for the fucking drug cartels. But, you just get they'll throw some street criminals selling fucking ounces or whatever in the hell they sell on the corners. According to the previous federal government estimate from June 2023, cited in the latest report, more than $200 billion in fraud. That's $200 billion. I mean, it is so nonchalantly, $200 billion. $200 billion in fraud was committed due to COVID aid payments. This is just the aid payments and related government programs. However, the DOJ states that only $1.4 billion has been dawed back despite congressional funding to investigate and litigate these crimes. It also notes that more than 3,500 defendants were charged with federal crimes, and there were more than 400 civil settlements and judgments. You bet it's, I mean, this, these guys would be mediocre, but they're not the big boys that stole. The big boys that are still stealing. The DOJ used the report to highlight the alleged need for more funding despite failure to help secure the COVID aid funds in the first place and return a significant amount of the ill-obtained payments to the American people. We're going to get a check in the mail? You guys believe that you think to the American people or to the corporate aristocracy? Because I don't think we're going to get a check in the mail. I just really don't. But the time is now to ensure law enforcement has what it needs to finish the job. Monaco added, the statute of limitations must be extended and the necessary. There is no statute of limitations on fraud. There never has been. Fraud or civil or fraud or violations of your Bill of Rights. No, there is no fucking statute of limitations. There never has been. Or murder. Must be extended and necessary funding and data and analyst tools secured for our prosecutors to recover hundreds of millions of dollars more in fraud proceeds. See, fraud, no statute of limitations. If they put a statute of limitations on it, they did it in violation of the law. Proceeds bring remaining offenders to justice and disrupt criminal networks that continue to victimize our citizens. Yeah, but like I said, whatever money they got, they've got quite a bit back. Did you get a check in the mail? Because I sure as fuck didn't. The Department of Justice listed examples that are the tip of the iceberg of the hundreds of billions of dollars stolen. It's hundreds of, I mean, the hundreds of billions. Our fucking, we should not have a national debt, period. But when it got up to $1 billion, man, we should have thrown these fucking corporations out. $1 billion. People don't realize, I mean, they got used to saying the billion. I mean, when I was a kid, man, if you ever got $1 million, you'd be set for life. I mean, you'd be a millionaire. Now it's just hundreds of billions of dollars stolen from the American government during, no, I thought it was the people. There is a separation between the government and the people, whether you realize it or not. Look at the 10th article. During the COVID pandemic, a Texas-based commercial roofing contractor and his commercial-based roofing contractor and his nationwide network of roofing and disposal companies agreed to pay $9 million to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by falsely certifying that eight of their affiliates were eligible to receive loans through the Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program. Now they paid how much? $9 million. I want to know how much they took. Why don't you say how much they took and then how much they paid, and we see if they really got punished or if they just had to give a little bit back or a lot. A Georgia urgent care chain agreed to pay $1,600,000 to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by submitting improperly coded evaluation and management claims to Medicare for the testing and treatment of patients with suspected exposure to COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't. The whole thing was a fucking fraud from the get-go. The whole thing during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, coronavirus, what does that mean? That means the common fucking cold has been on the back of the Lysol can since the 40s. I mean, it's just word soup, word salad to be tossed around. This is just to keep your fucking mind off of the fact of the really nasty things they're doing. And you know, you go out there and vote, I'll go fucking hit my head before I can even say it. Vote changed. Right. That's my right. A California-based technology service company agreed to resolve allegations that it knowingly violated False Claims Act when it applied for, received, and retained two Paycheck Protection Program loans totaling $400,000 in violation of PPP rules, falsely certifying that it met company size restrictions for loans and that its venue decreased in excess of 25% from 2019 to 2020, a program requirement when its revenue decreased. Now, we're back again. A California-based technology service company agreed to resolve allegations it knowingly violated claims. That means they paid out. They stole $400,000. How much did they pay back? How did they resolve that? Was it fucking just like a we ain't going to do that anymore? I mean, what was the resolution there? They see they'll play both sides of the fucking coin here on you. The Florida-based automotive management company agreed to pay more than $9 million to resolve allegations that it knowingly violated the FCA by providing false information relating to its corporate affiliations and sides in support of a PPP loan forgiveness application. How much did they steal? They paid, you keep telling me one side of the fucking story here. They paid $9 million. How much did he steal? How much did they get to keep? That's what I want to know. A New Jersey public relations firm paid $224 million to resolve allegations that it knowingly violated the FCA by falsely certifying its compliance with PPP requirements, even though it was ineligible for the loan due to its status as a regent under the Foreign Agents Restriction Act. Oh, yeah, I wonder who they were. I wonder how much, $224 million, wonder how much they got. Again, you got to wonder how much they got. Knowingly violated the FCC. They knowingly committed fraud. Is anybody going to jail, by the way? You hear about anybody being indicted here? For fraud? Well, they try to pretend it's a crime, but it's not because we're not living under law. We're living under the fucking Uniform Commercial Code. You can only fine a corporation. And you don't even have to fine them the full amount that they fucking stole. They're even close to it. A Georgia-based clinical laboratory, along with its owner, agreed to pay more than $13 million to resolve allegations that it sought to profit from a COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It wasn't a pandemic. It was a false flag by paying independent contractors, sales representatives to recommend expensive and medically necessary respiratory pathogen panels to senior communities that were interested only in COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never fucking existed tests. So quit putting it. I mean, how many times are you going to put COVID-19? You're playing fucking the politics game, huh? Here. Oh, well, these guys, they paid 13. How much did they steal? I mean, wouldn't that be a fucking, wouldn't that be something that would, how in the hell are you going to see if they were punished at all or to what degree? They weren't punished at all. I guarantee you they got to keep more than they paid back. Or they be telling you they stole $13 million, they had to pay $13 million back, wouldn't they? Wouldn't that be a part of the story? Wouldn't that be the article? Wouldn't that be the fucking information you were looking at? Director Michael C. Galdo of the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, Fraud Enforcement Task Force remarked that COVID aid fraud was intentional in nature. Well, if it's intentional, you can intentionally commit fraud. But if you do it to a corporation, see, it's the corporation. You can't put a corporation in jail. It's a piece of fucking paper. You can't prosecute it. It's a piece of fucking paper. All you can do is fine it, see? That's why they set up the fucking Uniform Commercial Code, the Roman civil law to replace the fucking American common law, which would put every one of these fuckers in jail for fucking fraud. Because somebody signed the papers. Somebody stole the fucking money. Somebody did it. While I am incredibly proud of the work of this CFE, CFETF and the significant law enforcement accomplishments, much work remains in the fight against COVID-19. Doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. The fraud sure as fuck did. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fraud, said Director Galda. That should be Galda. The CFETF and his member agencies have ongoing investigations into hundreds of identity thieves, transitional fraud and money laundering networks, large dollar individual fraudsters, and the businesses that facilitate these crimes. Wait a minute. It's the businesses that facilitate these crimes? I mean, somebody's going to get arrested. You got names here? You're going to name somebody here? CFETF member agencies have improved their data analysis and analytics capabilities and are using these new skills to investigate fraud more efficiently and effectively. The DOG provides important background on the CFETF. In May 2021, the Attorney General established the COVID-19 doesn't exist. The COVID-19 does. Why are you putting this in these fucking articles, you fucking propagandist incorporated motherfucking shills? You're not fucking, you're not press. You're not fucking reporters. You're fucking scammers. You got goddamn think tanks telling you what to write down. Is it COVID-19? COVID, how many times has it been in this fucking article, people? I mean, you prove that it is a fucking absolute motherfucking lie, and they'll hee-haw around the next when they come with their next propaganda fucking program. Here it is again. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never fucking existed. Quit putting it up. That's a fraud. You're a fraudulent fucking guy. Who did this fucking publication? Let's take a look. I want to know who the fuck this is. This is by Kyle Becker, Trending Politics News. Well, you're a fucking goddamn fraud yourself, buddy. Because you're perpetuating a fucking known fucking lie. A Florida-based automotive management company agreed to pay more than $9 million to resolve allegations that it knowingly violated the FCA by providing false information relating to its corporate affiliation and size in support of PPP loans forgiveness application. And I mean, it just goes on the same shit. I'm going to count a bit more. There's another COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Go on down here. It's another COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, they're trying to hit another one. Next paragraph, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We know it doesn't exist. Why do you keep putting it up, you fucking goddamn Jew fucking shills? Here it is again. COVID-19 doesn't exist. How many? I'm going to count them in this goddamn one article. One. Let's see. Two. I know there's more than two in that one there. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Give me a second here. Eight. Don't want to miss none. Probably already have. They did it a zillion times. Nine. I see nine. There's probably more than that because I just, buzzing back through the article. Nine fucking times, and you know it's a fucking lie. So why are you putting these fucking lies up here, alternate fucking goddamn controlled fucking propagandist pieces of shit? I guarantee you these motherfuckers got INC behind their fucking monocle. That one we already looked at. The DOG releases this. Rampant fraud. Yeah, you bet. Testimony that the FBI admitted to planning child porn on people's computers multiple times. Of course they fucking have. This has been a fucking standard operating procedure for a long time. This is a video, so you have to watch it. But it's pointed out. Of course they do. They're fucking goddamn criminals. They've never had the assent of the people to even fucking exist, let alone have any authority in our fucking lives. you fraudulent motherfucking goddamn communists. That's what they're here for, is to guard communism. Idaho 18-year-old charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. FBI informants gave him ISIS flag, helped him plan attack. This is some dim-witted little son of a bitch. I mean, how many times have you fucking done this, by the way? This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. The feds appear to be trying to drum up support for American and Israel's, not war. It ain't war, Information Liberation. It ain't war, Chris Manahan. It's fucking genocide. Genocide in the Middle East by entrapping an idiot. It says an idiot, 18-year-old, in a plot to attack churches in Idaho on behalf of the ISIS. And they do this shit all the fucking time. Try to justify their existence, why they're fucking... And take some poor fucking half-mentally retarded kid, man, and get him fucking, you know, on storybooks and get him a fucking, yeah, we're going to do this together. Yeah, you can be a big part of it. And then they plan the whole fucking thing. They get all the resources. They set the date. And then they arrest him. Boy, we could stop somebody. We stopped somebody that we started. This person would have never existed if we hadn't have fucking contacted them and started convincing them that they should do this fucking thing. But man, good thing we were here, huh? The Department of Justice on Monday unsealed charges against 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, I guess it is, Idaho, for allegedly attempting to provide material support and resources to ISIS. News 22 shares Ford Fisher's report that at least three FBI confidential human source informants and an undercover helped him plan the attacks on the churches before the FBI arrested him. So aren't they just as fucking guilty? I mean, that there was no bomb. I mean, it's like that bridge when they had them idiots going to do that. The bomb wasn't real. They created the whole situation. Shouldn't they? I mean... Doesn't sound quite right, does it? Here's Mercurora poses with a flag given to him by CHS. A photo taken by CHS, Fisher added. But again, here, I mean, this is what you pay for the fucking all those fucking millions and millions, up to billions now of dollars for an FBI that has no jurisdictional authority to exist. The people never authorized it. And it has no fucking jurisdiction over the people. And fucking, well, here we go. And they were unarmed until fucking the 1930s because they couldn't carry arms. The goddamn government fucking goddamn cronies couldn't carry fucking arms. But then they had the fucking, you know, had a good fucking depression. Had people like Al Capone out there, you know, mayor of Chicago. And he's, you know, killing, I mean, God knows how many people he killed. But they finally got him for tax evasion, you know. But that gave him an excuse to fucking arm up because they had Tommy guns. And the fact is, the people were starting to come out in the streets and shoot the motherfuckers. When they rob a bank and they came through town, I mean, people with just fucking rifles and wiping them out. So they had to do something. We got to arm the agents. Well, that's what was the whole fucking idea behind that crime wave that you fucking allowed to happen. And then you know, Al Capone owned the cops. I mean, it's admitted. He owned the police in fucking Chicago. He owned the mayor's office. He owned them all. And all the murders he committed, he went to jail for fucking tax evasion. It's funny, but it ain't. The defendant swore an oath of loyalty to ISIS and planned to wage an attack in its name on churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, according to General Merrick Garland, said in a statement on Monday. CBS News reports, thanks to an investigation, to the investigation efforts of the FBI, who fucking were right there with him planning it and giving him the fucking shit and telling him what to fucking do. This is some dim-witted fucking kid who doesn't even, I mean, probably has an IQ of fucking not as big as his shoe size. The defendant was taken into custody before he could act. You mean on the day that you three or four or five of you planned to fucking, as his fucking cohorts, to fucking do this attack? This is bullshit. We've seen this bullshit for how many fucking years, people? If convicted, Mercurio faces up to 20 years in federal prison, the DOJ said. Which is, so what? You know, they don't give a fuck. Maricoras' dad is lucky the FBI finally stepped in before he killed him. And same goes for the churchgoers he was allegedly targeting. The feds claim in their indictment that their informant was told on or about March 25th that Mercurio said he would carry out the attack in the last few days of Ramadan, which spans from March 10th to April 9th. The feds said that they arrested him on April 6th and his attack was planned for April 7th. How'd they know that? Because they're the ones that fucking planned it. I mean, when you got to go and force some fucking mentally challenged person, I mean, that's what they do. That's what they fucking, well, we stopped it. This kid probably couldn't have fucking figured out how to fucking chew bubble gum without somebody telling him how to do it. Okay. Former U.S. congressional staffer Mark Marino comments on the U.S. government's openness to blocking the sun using technology funded by Bill Gates in the fight against climate change. Well, this is a video, and you can watch if you want. We all fucking, this thing's this old. Like I said, you're just running shit by us. This is shit. And anybody out there that's listening, you want to do anything for your fucking country, if you ain't got the fucking balls to start shooting, at least unregister to vote. Quit fucking adding your goddamn, your fucking name to the fucking list of people that are supporting this fucking unlawful fucking international corporate occupational fucking election. Selection. They've already been selected. You don't hit your head with the fucking two before and go out there and fucking go into one of them little booths and, yeah, I just made a difference. Yeah, sure you did, you son of a bitch. You made a difference because you fucking betrayed your fucking people by participating in fucking fucking fraud for one, fucking goddamn treason and sedition for the other. Veteran NPR reporter blasts outlet for being dominated by far-left activists who tell readers what to think. And you far-right motherfuckers, you don't do that either. There is no left. There is no right. There is no fucking goddamn conservatives. There's no liberals. There's no, it's just, there's no law. The bottom line is we have law. If we'd enforce that fucking law, all of this would be fucking irrelevant now, wouldn't it? This is a little video, and the girl just says what is actually written in the headline. Isn't it odd that the homeless citizens of Chicago are out on the streets in these tents while the people who broke into America illegally are out in the high-rise hotels in the city of downtown Chicago? This is this fucking breaking news. I mean, I didn't know. You mean they're in hotels? Why, American fucking nationals that can trace their lineage back to before this country began are fucking sleeping in tents in on the side of the fucking road. You mean they're giving them, you know, fucking, what is it, from $3,000 to $10,000 on goddamn debit cards and just giving them everything? I didn't know that. Thank you for informing me. I needed to know that. mRNA jabs cause 25% of Saudis to suffer heart problems with new study finds. And I read through the study, and it's again, people, pedophilia at the highest levels in every fucking country via the international corporate mafia. You have the lists of them. Fucking Trump's on it. Fucking goddamn Biden's on it. About everybody in a position of power is on that fucking list. I can't show you that fucking list. We know they did it. It's just like at the top of the page on fucking From the Trenches. You got goddamn Hunter Biden there with little 6 or 5 year old girls dressed in fucking lingerie, sitting on his naked body with a towel across his prick as he's weighing up his fucking crack cocaine, getting ready to do him some pedophilic acts. It don't fucking matter. Why should, I mean, so bombshell. I mean, I love the way they do this. A bombshell. This is the people's voice again, too. There's some real fucking gumshoes. And you can also make money off of this. Because they're incorporated now. Boy, you can be a part of it. Bombshell, new study out of Saudi Arabia. There ain't no fucking bombshell. We know it fucking, you know, there's another article coming up here. And then I'll make my point. Breaking. I love the big breaking in all capital letters. Russia has announced that the terrorists who killed 143 people at the Crocus City Hall in Moscow were paid by the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Hunter Biden served on the board of directors at Burisma, Ukraine's largest private gas producer from 2014 until 2018. So, I just say so. Is something going to be done about this? I mean, is there arrests? I mean, they're cold and grand juries? Or, I mean, they can't because they are just a fucking corporation. And the only jurisdiction they have is a quasi-jurisdiction. The word quasi means wishes it was, but it ain't. So you're not going to see, nothing's going to become of this, no more than the fucking pedophilia that the motherfucker committed at the top of the fucking page. U.S. to expand naval base in Papua New Guinea as part of anti-China buildup. I mean, is there any place that you don't want to spend some more fucking money, you motherfuckers? Let's see here. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The U.S. is expanding a naval base in Papua New Guinea as part of its military buildup in the Asia Pacific that's being done to prepare for a future war with China. Why, we fucking sell them our fucking prime farmland. We let them fucking set up fucking banks, which is beyond fucking belief in our country. We let them fucking come in for, you know, $8,000-$10,000 and drop a kid, and then they got to own a part of a fucking America, they think. But, of course, it's all fraud, so no, they fucking don't. When the time comes to lower the fucking boom, to fucking bring the law, the individual free sovereign nationals law, the law of December 15, 1791, the unalienable fucking law, ratified by the representatives of the fucking people, the jurisdictional authority of the fucking American nationals, then it's not going to be law at all, is it? I mean, it's going to be military. I mean, they're going to face real fucking laws, what I'm saying. Nicaragua hired a German lawyer to argue Germany's complicity in the Gaza genocide at the ICJ. This is another fucking video, but I mean, of course. What do you got to argue about? There is pictures at one of these goddamn fucking articles down through here that shows fucking where they just plowed the bodies into the fucking goddamn ground like garbage, and they found, you know, like, I don't know, 400 fucking people or more than that, you know, fucking just ground into the ground. We drove over with cats and tanks and shit. I mean, these fucking animals, how can they, anybody fucking, it doesn't matter. Like I said, we know about the pedophilia. We know about the fucking genocide and brutal in your face. I mean, when I woke up this morning, first thing I saw was that little girl with her fucking face burned. It just fucking is brutal. It's barbaric. And it's right in your fucking face. And they're going, well, what, jizz, we can fucking do it. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Really? And you hear him talking about we should use the Samson. We'll use the Samson option. Use the Samson option, motherfucker. We'll use the Delilah fucking turn you into fucking a glass ashtray fucking option, you pricks. Sorry about that, Palestine. Don't want to fucking do that to your country. But these fuckers have to be stopped one way or another. Ashley Biden, diary theft sentenced to 1 month in prison, 3 months of home detention, 3 years of probation. Now, there we got us a criminal. She found, it's just like finding Hunter Biden's fucking laptop. I mean, I don't know how she got the diary, if she stole it or not, but the theft of the diary, a theft of a piece of property that's worth less than $1,000. I mean, they can walk into a store in big crowds, and as long as they steal under $1,000 worth of shit, they can carry it right out the door, and they can't even be fucking charged. But what do you reckon that a goddamn this little fucking diary book was worth? I mean, in commercial value, it was what was in it that was fucking what was valuable, and that was fucking, you know, evidence of crime. that we fucking, you know, we ignore it, you know, because if we didn't ignore it, we might have to fucking actually do something about it. And, oi, that could fucking hurt now, couldn't it? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's cutting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And homeless could ever see it clear. The end is come to almost here. Wasted days, wasted days. Watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific time, and that was John Mellencamp, I hate. Bruce Springsteen, I hate, but the goddamn words are true. I mean, I think about this all the fucking time. I mean, if the people don't rise to the fucking occasion, I mean, with what's in front of them, it's incredible to me that there's no fucking goddamn pushback that you can see. I know people are fucking fighting. I know that people, they're not going to show us everybody, you know, and everything that's going on. They're not going to televise when we're kicking somebody's ass. For everything I've seen, I mean, if the people don't rise to the occasion, my whole goddamn life was wasted days. I spent most of my life fighting this fucking shit. And I fucking got my fucking battle scars to fucking prove it. My time in fucking political prison to prove it. It's just, it's a lot to think about. And I mean, God, when you see things like that little girl yesterday, it just... Damn, what the fuck are we doing here, people? Oh, yeah, Ashley Biden, they got that bitch. Stole her diary. That was important. Years in prison for stealing a fucking book. But it was her private book. I mean, it's like Hunter Biden. Maybe she left it laying in the trunk of a fucking rented car. Who knows? Criminal pushes 68-year-old woman down the stairs in front of a church and then steals her purse and car in Queens, New York. She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. This is a video. Go ahead and watch it. Yeah, this motherfucker, I guarantee you, he came here from the fucking third world. This is what they do in the fucking third world. We had a fucking civilization here once upon a time, in case you people can't remember. And he does. He follows her halfway up the stairs and then fucking knocks the piss out of her down fucking cement fucking stairs, goes down, take her purse, and goes over and gets her in her fucking car and takes off. And I guarantee this fucker will get away with it. The car's already probably been dismantled. They probably have chop shops in this country like they've never had them before. 15 U.S. agencies knew Wuhan lab was trying to create a coronavirus-like. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Here's old Rand Paul. Let's see what Rand Paul has to fucking say. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. While a massive body of evidence exists on the origins of COVID-19 doesn't exist, there's one, COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's two, COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's three. Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, is conducting his own investigation into the matter. Uh-oh. Look out, guys. In a Tuesday op-ed, Paul writes, the government officials from 15 federal agencies knew in 2018 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was trying to create a coronavirus-like COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist, so they didn't succeed. COVID doesn't. This is just a way to keep pushing that fucking word. So when it comes around to election time, you can talk about the fact that Operation Warp Speed was a part of a fucking goddamn international fraud with the intention of fucking goddamn depopulation, nothing else. And they've killed people and they've injured more. I mean, if you think of all the typhoid Marys and all the typhoid fucking Bobs out there that when shedding fucking made people like me and my wife sick. I mean, how many people didn't get fucking the goddamn platelets in their system? These officials knew that the Chinese lab was proposing to create COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. So you can't use it as a comparison. You're putting this shit together. You're fucking fraud, just like your old man was for all 30 fucking years. He we broke the law every day. We violated the Constitution. He'd always say the Constitution. It's the Bill of Rights. We violated the Constitution every day. I spoke out against it, and I voted against it. But I said there, I didn't have nobody. You know, there's a goddamn sergeant of arms in that fucking building. Do you have anybody arrested? Did you ever put anybody in fucking jail for the crimes they were committing, buddy? Or did you just act as a fucking safety valve so that people wouldn't get up off their dead asses and take those fucking guns and take this goddamn country back? Virus, and not one of these officials revealed this scheme to the public. In fact, 15 agencies with knowledge of the project having continuously refused to release any information concerning this alarming and dangerous research. Really? And you think about it, of course, they try to tell you, well, we want to take the virus from a bat and make it so it's transformable to humans so we can create a vaccine to stop it. Well, nature's already fucking stopped it. I mean, how many goddamn viruses, unless you go there and you start fucking injecting people like you did in Africa with the AIDS and shit, and then you said it came from monkeys. I mean, we're done with these fucking games. We know better. We know what you're fucking doing. Government officials representing at least 15 federal agencies were briefed on a project proposed by Peter Daszak, EO Health Alliance, and the Wahoom Institute of Virology. Rand Paul said that. Paul is talking about the Defuse project, which was revealed after drastic research uncovered documents showing that DARPA had been presented with a proposal for EcoHealth to perform gain-of-function research on bat coronavirus. And if there is something out there, you know, like this bird flu, I think that's what they're going to try next. If there is something out there, what are the odds of it crossing? I mean, all the centuries and goddamn how long have we lived in? I mean, how many things have actually crossed over into fucking humans? You know, you had the Black Plague, which was, fucking fleas. Because people were fucking filthy, lived in squalor, and right now they're trying to cram people into tight fucking quarters again because you get a better kill rate when you're using fucking biological kill agents when you got people compacted together. But, I mean, why would you intentionally try to fucking create a path for anything deadly to humans from another creature to be able to get to the fucking human? Why would you even think about it? I mean, if it happened, you go right to work fucking figuring out how to stop it. But, I mean, this is building biological kill weapons. Help to perform gain-of-function research on bat coronavirus. Bullshit. And according to Rand Paul, officials from 15 agencies knew about this. While the project was never funded, DARPA called it too dangerous. Paul writes, the project, the Defuse project, proposed to insert a furin cleavage site into a coronavirus to create a novel chimeric virus that would have been shockingly similar to COVID-19 virus. How can you say that, doc? I mean, you're supposed to be a doctor there, fucking Rand Paul. Coronavirus never existed. It was never fucking goddamn identified. It couldn't be. And you fucking know it. So this means you're playing party politics, getting ready for this phony, fraudulent, foreign fucking election. It was not even an election. It's a selection. You're trying to get people to go out there and fucking codify this, is trying to pretend like this is being done at the people's fucking goddamn bidding. And it ain't. And you're a son of a bitch, just like your old man was. Your old man owns gold mines, doesn't he? You motherfuckers have been rich all your life. You ever known a hungry day in your life, you motherfucker? And what does this mean? It means that at least 15 federal agencies knew from the beginning of the pandemic that EcoHealth Alliance and Wahoom Institute of Virology were seeking federal funding in 2018 to create a virus genetically similar to, if not identical to, how could it, you know, if it was identical to COVID-19 when it never fucking existed? It was never fucking isolated. It couldn't be. The test that they claimed to isolate with, I seen, you know, the guy in October that invented that fucking test, he got a Nobel Prize for it. And he said after fucking, I think it was 20 slides or 25 slides, it was all just junk. It didn't mean nothing. And you're running 30 and 40 fucking slides and saying, oh, yeah, you have COVID. No, you don't. Yeah, I think you're just fucking full of shit, motherfucker. You're just another fucking propagandist. And that the Paul name, I piss on it. How about that? Disturbingly, not one of these 15 agencies spoke up to warn us. Surprisingly, really? Disturbingly, I guess that would be disturbing, that the Wahoo Institute of Virology had been pitching this research. Not one of these agencies warned anyone that this Chinese lab had already put together plans to create such a virus. They're setting it. We're paying for fucking labs for them to set and create shit to kill us. And I want to go to find that other story. I mean, I know which one I want because it ties in. I promise you. CNN founder Ted Turner, 95% decline in global population. This is it. Would be ideal. I'd start with you, Teddy, and I get to fucking put you out of our misery. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice. Hang on. CNN founder Ted Turner was touted as shocking, suggesting meeting the globalist elite's draconian climate goals. We'll go over here. CNN founder Ted Turner, who the WEF lists as an agenda contributor, told Audubon magazine that there are far too many people currently inhabiting the earth and extreme depopulation is the answer. A total of global population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal, Ted Turner told Audubon magazine. Turner also admitted that he put $125 million of his own money into a foundation to support population control efforts in the United States and abroad, while claiming that overpopulation is the biggest problem in the world is facing. Fuck you. Who in the fuck are you, motherfucker? About all you can really do is think globally and act locally, Turner said. According to Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Turner's endowment has been spending about $6 million a year since 1990 on projects designed to lower the world's population from the present 6 billion people to 2 billion or less. Wait a minute. That's where I went. That's why I hit the brakes. What do you mean 6 billion people? Last count, I think it was about up to 8, wasn't it? It certainly was 7. So have you killed a billion people, you motherfuckers? Is this what just got fucking slipped out by accident here? We know it was 7 billion. Now, whether it reached, and they were talking about it reaching to 8 billion, present 6 billion? We're missing about a billion people or maybe a billion and a half to 2 billion fucking people. Is that how many you've killed with this fucking goddamn biological kill agent, you motherfuckers? Think about it, people. Go look it up. Go look at the past fucking goddamn records. They said there was 7 billion people going on 8 billion people. Now they're saying there's 6 billion people, people to 2 billion or less they want to go to. But that means they've killed fucking 2 billion fucking people. We've never had a fucking count. We don't know what they've done with this goddamn biological kill agent across the world. We know how they've... you look around your hometown and see all the people fucking missing that you grew up with, dying at fucking goddamn young ages and middle ages and as babies and everything else. And you can say, man, there's a lot of fucking people dying. But this is the first goddamn indication that I can see because I know that they report, and they don't drop fucking numbers unless it's about illegal aliens. Oh, there's only 4 illegal aliens in the country, guys, by the way. I just want to let you know that. Okay, the CNN founder's vision of a radically depopulated future is aligned with his fellow WEF members' explicitly anti-humane ideas. Why don't we go kill? Let's go kill them. Why shouldn't we? They're telling us right here they want to kill us. We should go and we should kill them. How do they walk the fucking streets? Somebody once got close enough to goddamn Bill Gates to throw a fucking pie in his face. God damn, man, what a loss of a fucking goddamn opportunity, huh? That son of a bitch could have been taken care of right there. Now he's got a 3-mile buffer zone around him. because you don't think, well, you know, we talk, there's the 2 mile shot's been made. The CNN founder's vision of a radically depopulated future is aligned with his fellow WEF members' explicitly anti-human ideas. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, here's another one. Why are these fuckers, they put their pants on one day, leg at a time. They are not fucking, they're unelected. These are just a bunch of fucking assholes that got together and said, well, we should live and everybody else should die. But just think how much better, how much more elbow room we'd have if we wiped out fucking about, you know, fucking 90%, 99% of the fucking population. We'd be kings on this fucking earth and it'd all be ours because it is all ours. And they've always thought it was theirs. But it's always been the fucking, the commoner, I guess you would call it, that did all the fucking work and built it and made it worth something. Why we don't wipe these fuckers out, it's beyond me. I'm sorry. Claims that the push to depopulate the planet is part of the WEF's rebranded, they had to rebrand it. Remember he said they were going to resell this shit to us? The World Economic Forum's rebranded Humanocracy. Ready, guys? Humanocracy. That's when, like when gun control went to gun safety. Now it's gone from goddamn depopulation to Humanocracy, plan for humanity. You're going to kill fucking billions of people humanely, you see. And that's what counts. Speaking at a 2024 World Government Summit in Dubai in February, Schwab revealed that the WEF is moving away from the theocracy framework in favor of a more humanist approach. He called Humanocracy due to the bad press the Great Reset has received. What? Humanist? We ain't going to call it a technocracy. We ain't going to call it gun control. We'll call it gun safety. And people will be so fucking stupid they won't realize that the same people are preaching the same fucking goddamn violations of the fucking law, only they're just using a different word. And humanistic just sounds so much better for fucking murdering 99% of the fucking population of the planet. Now, doesn't it? Humanely. Schwab's sudden rebranding of the Great Reset as Humanocracy is especially bizarre given the WEF's agenda is explicitly anti-human, with members arguing that a 90 to 95% reduction in the global population of humans would solve globalist problems and help them achieve their net zero goals. And fucking, you think you're the only ones that matter? You know why we matter? Because we got weapons. And I mean, people, we can't just wait around for them to find the right fucking son of a bitch and shit to release out of an airplane and kill every fucking one of us and we don't even see it coming. These fuckers need to be taken out. They've already declared they're going to fucking kill us. 90 to 95%. How many fucking people is that? I mean, they're claiming 6 billion. It was 7 billion going on 8. And everybody was panicking about 8, and now it's 6 billion. Did you kill 2 billion people, you motherfuckers? Is that what you've killed with this goddamn phony-ass COVID-19 bullshit with your goddamn biological kill agent? Have you killed 2 billion people, you motherfuckers? You talk about a genocide, people. I think that's fucking genocide, don't you? Oh, man. I'll just read this one headline, and I've had enough for the day. Shock. I love that big when they put it in big letters here. Who knows who did this fucker? It doesn't say. Shock report. CIA contractor brags about how the U.S. government can put anyone in jail. You can put anyone in jail if you know what to do. You set them up. Well, you don't set me up, motherfucker, because I'll put a bullet through your fucking eye, you fat fucking piece of shit. Give it a fucking go. See you do it. Anyways, guys, that's enough for me, man. I've had enough, and I'm sick. I'm sick enough of it, and I'm fucking disgusted enough. We're at Wednesday, and every day has been more disgusting than there was that one. I just wanted to. Yeah, I better do that. I better just at least read the headline. Christian supporting Israel. You know, of course they do. This one here: hundreds of bodies found in mass graves at Al Shifa Hospital, bulldozed by Israel and buried like trash. We'll read a little bit of it. This is by Chris Mahanahan, Information Liberation. Palestinians on Tuesday discovered 409 bodies and counting in mass graves from Israel's massacre at Al-Shifa Hospital, with many of the bodies having been crushed by tanks, bulldozed, and buried like trash. Come on. Warning, first video graphic, they show a video of it, and I looked at the video, and it is fucking exactly what they say. Hey, but they know, hey, Israel's following all the rules for fucking committing genocide. They got their genocide package together, and they've crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's, and they're committing genocide the right fucking way, and it's okay. They're not doing anything wrong. Murdering men, women, and children. Burning little kids' fucking fossils. I hate that shit. I mean, that's one of the things that really fucking gets under my skin. Like, I always talk, I'll never forget seeing that kid in Gaza. But the fucking, it was burning through his, a chunk of it was burning through his fucking leg. And he's, and it won't stop. It'll burn right through your leg and down into the goddamn ground. There are more graphic videos and photos on Twitter, but they blocked them from being embedded under Elon Musk's new rules. Yeah, you got to take care of your Jews, don't you? Too fucking late. Everybody knows what these fucking monsters are. The two videos below capture some of the scale of the destruction the Jewish state carried out with U.S. supplied bombs and military. We already know. We already know what you've done. You sick in the head, uncivilized, motherfucking barbaric fucking animals. That's what you fucking are. You're barbaric fucking animals. You need to be put down like a rabid fucking dog because you fucking enjoy it. You enjoy to kill. You watch these motherfuckers laughing. Like the guy running down the street yesterday. Blindfold you until you take off running. The guy's running down the street. Pop in the back. Nailed that fucker, man. Just like he shot a squirrel or something. Made a long shot. I mean, it wasn't even a long shot. It was only about fucking 80 yards. He shot the guy right in the fucking head, man. And we just keep watching and becoming less sensitized to it. And I mean, if we keep on, people, like I said, will my whole life end up being wasted days? That's something I'll have to, I guess that'll be the end of the story when I find out. Anyways, that's going to be it for today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But I mean, it's going to be up to you and me. I mean, it's going to be up to you whether I wasted my fucking time or not, whether I wasted my days I could have spent otherwise in a much more enjoyable fucking environment. And that's the goddamn truth. But you step up and you think, my people just don't know. If my people knew, they would never allow this fucking shit. And then you fucking find out the fucking truth, and it's disappointing. I mean, the people are there. I mean, I think the majority of the people are against this shit. But man, I mean, stepping up, it's like the guy in his house yesterday when the cop shot him down like a fucking silhouette. He wasn't ready. Why did he go get his shotgun? I mean, I said I wondered about that yesterday. Why did you even go pick that fucking shotgun up? And not to mention, the bitch was already out of the fucking house. She was in no danger. So they're in the man's house without warrant. She's outside. She's in no danger. And the guy fucking lights him up like a silhouette at the target range and shows how fast he can fucking change clips. Whoop de fucking do. The man's a fucking murderer. He likes it. He wants to do it again, and he will do it again. And until we fucking wake up as a fucking people, and I mean, goddamn it, we just can't keep going on and on and on, just fucking piling up. You got enough evidence, okay? You have enough. You have the moral high ground, clear up the highest Mount Everest. But you got to fucking act. That's all there is to it. That's a word from the trenches.